It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 27th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Not long ago, I saw what looked like a big computer printer squirting not ink onto paper, but plastic to make actual harmonicas. It's called additive manufacturing. There's a snappier name for it, 3D printing. Till now, we've tended to make objects by cutting, grinding, chiseling away at metal or wood. Now we're entering the age of making things by adding, not subtracting. The Obama administration thinks this sort of thing creates jobs and wants to get 3D printing to a place near you. Marketplace's tech reporter Quina Kim is at the University of California, Irvine. Quina, why are you there?
Well, I'm here because they're kicking off a conference on the next generation of manufacturing. It's sort of like a big brainstorming session, and there's an official from the Obama administration here. The administration wants to come up with $1 billion to fund 15 centers at universities where academics and business people can get together to figure out what the future of manufacturing will look like. And here's Gregory Washington. He's the dean of engineering at UCI, which is hoping to be chosen for one of these centers.
This whole idea of these large factories with lots of human capital, people in there working, building parts with their hands, is really not the reality for anyone globally.
And there will be these centers around the country, but give me an example of an actual application. I'm assuming 3D printing, right?
Yeah, well, one example that they showed me here at their lab is in the medical industry. By one estimate, in 2016, they think 3D manufacturing in medicine is going to be a $3.1 billion industry. And I heard a really powerful story about a soldier in Afghanistan who got a brain injury. And I'm going to turn the story over to Ed Tackett. He's the head of the lab here.
We built the skull literally in about 4 hours, dropped it in same day FedEx, and it was on the doctor's desk first thing the next morning. They used this to prefabricate all the plates and material that would go in there so that when they opened him up, they were able to remove the bone spur, put his eye socket back together, and he was returned to full duty with 20/20 vision within 30 days.
3D printing already in use. Should be noted that the White House can ask for $1 billion, but whether Congress can give it during these lean times, we shall see. Quina, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace's Quina Kim in Irvine, California. And now an admission. For far too long, this was my ringtone. A bit of first-generation Star Trek music. Tomorrow marks 25 years since the debut of Star Trek Next Generation. And at this quarter-century mark, there's been a couple of pieces of recent Star Trek-inspired tech news. Remember Dr. McCoy's tricorder to diagnose ailments? The Qualcomm Foundation has announced a competition for researchers who come up with the best real tricorder, a handheld wireless device that monitors your health and figures out what's wrong with you. The foundation hopes to advance technology for wireless sensors, imaging, molecular biology, and artificial intelligence. The $10 million XPRIZE could be awarded in 2016. And remember this? Warp speed, Mr. Scott, is imagined for TV. Chances for a Star Trek-style faster-than-light real warp drive for intergalactic travel may be slightly better this month. That's after a NASA scientist proposed a warp drive that looks like a donut. The new shape, in theory, requires much less energy than earlier concepts. There is hope for warp drive, said the scientist Harold White. Hope, of course, is not the same thing as feasible. And that's our Trek Roundup. Use this news carefully. As I've been told on many dates, quoting Star Trek isn't all that sexy. And that's Marketplace Tech. I'm David Brancaccio. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.